Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We are the caregivers.
Yep.
We are the parents. We mm-hmm. are the wives. Mm-hmm. We are everything but who we want to be.
Yeah.
And so what I've really concluded is that I am truly wanting to give women that invitation.
Yeah.
To say,
yeah,
if you were to strip that away, who are you?
Hi guys, Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and welcome to Zeal Aging Redefined, the podcast. Can you guys believe it's season 3 already? Now, you know, we always encourage women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we've got a special guest. You guys are going to love her because she's my sis. She's my sis. You're going to love her. And she's going to give us some tips and tools around returning to our original and unique selves. So welcome, Tarsha.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Really. You look beautiful. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Like mine.
Like mine. Well, again, thank you for joining us, Tarsha. And we're going to talk about just a few things as it relates to this aging journey.
Yes.
So first of all, I want you to tell the Zeal family about who Tarsha is. What should we know about you?
Well, I am 25 years philanthropist and fundraiser. So yeah. I've been in the nonprofit space for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. I've raised over $100 million.
Oh, wow.
I am a mother.
She knows how to raise money, y'all. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Tarsha.
A mother, a wife, and, you know, hopefully a good sister friend mm-hmm. to all the ladies in my life. Mm-hmm. And without titles, I'm just me. I'm Tarsha. And that's kind of part of this journey that I'm on now.
Okay.
No one tells you that when you become an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
And that one child that I have is out of the house.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in the room and looking in the mirror and you're just trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah.
What do I do now? I don't have Friday night football.
Oh, that's right.
I don't have Saturday afternoon, practice.
Mm-hmm.
I just have me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am now defining who Tarsha is. And it's been a wonderful journey.
I love it. And I think I've had a few conversations with women as it relates to the whole empty nester thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like you, mm-hmm. empty nester. Well, he's back now.
Right.
25, doing good. But that empty nester kind of transition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, so we can kind of help our Zeal family members that are out there that may be going through the whole empty nester thing. What was the one thing you think that kind of made you step back to say, hey, it's time for me to kind of get back to who Tarsha is?
It was exactly that. Mm-hmm. When I think about who I was, who the world told me I was,
mm-hmm.
which is you're a wife.
Yeah.
You're a mother.
Yeah.
You are a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
You are all those things. And then I thought, well, really, if we were to strip all of that away, who am I really?
Mm.
And so it was all about an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And returning back to self, reclaiming who I was before the world told me who they wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love the book that you've written called A Divined Original.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, kudos. Congrats
on writing
the book.
Thank you.
Why do you think, Tarsha, someone needed to hear, or women, men, whoever, needed to hear about returning to mm-hmm. themselves?
Well, first of all, the book is coming out in December.
Yay! Get your book, Zeal family.
More to come. You know, it's so funny when I was thinking about, you know, this whole movement, because the book is a part of the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is really giving women permission or inviting them to return to self.
Mm.
And so it's really, you know, we say it's a book. It's really a journal. that offers prompts that allows you to really think through, who am I today?
Yeah.
Now that life is evolving.
Yeah.
And who do I want to be? Unapologetically, who do I want to become?
Yeah.
And so the book is really about becoming, not using Michelle Obama's.
We got you, Michelle.
Title, we got you, though. But it's really all about that evolution. I was sitting with a colleague of mine, and we were talking about this transition. And we were talking about, no one tells you what it means to be in this space.
Yeah.
And I made a comment to her. I said, well, people need to own their today. And she goes, I love that. They need to own their today.
I like that.
And so that's kind of where the book was born. It was out, it was born out of people needing to, and women particularly, really needing to own their today, own your evolution. It is yours, and do it, like I said, unapologetically.
Love it. Now, I know from a Zeal perspective, of course, it's all about like women 40 plus. Like that's our primary target as it relates to kind of the aging journey and embracing it and celebrating it. But I'm also leaving a roadmap, you know, for the young millennials too, because, you know, this is what you have to look forward to. It's great. The aging journey is just that,
exactly.
A journey that helps you grow, build, et cetera. Now, did you, in your research around the book, did you feel that women, or did you find that women 40 plus needed to return to themselves more than another age demographic? Or
I think so. And that was, again, one of the genesis of it. I mean, when you really sit back at 40 plus, or my case, 50 plus, and you do an evaluation of all the different chapters of who you were throughout life.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, we are the caregivers.
Yep.
We are the parents. We are the wives. We are we are everything but who we want to be.
Yeah.
And so what I've really concluded is that I am truly wanting to give women that invitation.
Yeah.
To say,
yeah,
if you were to strip that away, who are you? You know?
What would you do?
What would you do? Right. Exactly. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the journey. And I'm doing it in a way that is for me. You know, I am still the sister friend. I am still the caretaker. I am still the shoulder. I am still the mom. I am still the wife. But I'm also making space for me to be who I want to become.
Yes. Yes. Now, what do you think has been your biggest, like, as you're evolving, as all of us are evolving, your biggest evolution?
That's a really, really good question. I recently decided to go out on my own. I took a leap of faith and started my own firm.
Yes.
Like I said earlier, I have been in the nonprofit space for over 25 years. I've raised over $100 million, but I've done it for mission-based organizations that I was a part of.
Yeah.
So now I'm in a space where I can do this on my own for myself at my own time, and it feels great. So that was probably the biggest leap of faith, and I felt very comfortable doing it because, again, this is my journey. This is my evolution. And so people will say, oh, Tarsha, you quit your job.
Yeah,
I did. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
And it feels good.
It feels great.
Yeah.
It feels great. It was invigorating to really have that freedom. Now, I'll tell you, the Monday morning waking up, and it's like, I don't have a conference call unless I set it up.
Exactly.
So I think really making those leaps of faith and really making decisions to do things that are going to make you happy and make you satisfied. So when you look back and sit on your porch with your spike lemonade at 80 years old, you can say, during this phase of my life, when I was sitting, frankly, without the children, you know, the husband's at work, you've established the relationship in your marriage, you've established the children are gone, and you've done all the things, you cemented all these girlfriends, now what?
Yeah.
And so I can now sit back and say, this is my now what? And I'm happy with it.
Good.
Yeah.
What would you, what tips and tools would you share with other women who may be kind of on the fence of, again, I want to take this leap of faith, like you said earlier. So what would be a tip or even a tool on just preparing to take that leap?
Well, my book will be a tool.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
But I think the biggest tip is to trust yourself. Trust yourself holistically and trust yourself without anyone else in your ears, you know, because oftentimes we always defer to what we think is best for others. Yeah. There was a movement a few years ago. It was called Choose Me. And it was all about women choosing themselves first. It's kind of like when you're on a plane, they say you put the mask That's on right. yourself and then you put it on the person next to you. And so I would encourage women to choose you. It's okay. Be a little selfish.
Yeah.
It's really okay.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, now I'm at this stage. It is hashtag my turn. So it's my turn to own my evolution and to be exactly who I want to become.
I love that. Because like you said, we have so much on our plates, or even when the kids were around, especially when the kids were around, you've got kids and career and again, your partner and whomever. And sometimes we don't always take the time for ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
So as we think about this aging journey and taking the time for ourselves, tell us how you've evolved again with the whole aging journey and sometimes media, society kind of telling us that, hey, you know, you're done now. Like, how are you adding value? You know, so tell us about evolution in this aging journey.
Well, you know, I've gone on this complete wellness lifestyle.
Okay.
And I've, you know, posted a few times about it. It's not a trend. It is a lifestyle. So I've started working out. I've lost about 20 pounds. I get up every morning at 6 o'clock. And if I'm not at the gym, I'm walking, I'm eating better. I'm feeling good about who I am and who I've become. People will say, well, you don't look like you needed to do this. You don't look like you needed to lose weight. You don't look like you, you know, were having problems with the aging process. Well, we never look like it, right? Externally.
Right.
So now I'm going internally and making sure that I'm putting in the work emotionally, spiritually, physically, you know, reconnecting with the husband, you know, being an advisor to the son, and just really, really loving me first, you know, really choosing me first. Again, it's all about, you know, being that unique person, being that divine original, you know, that came out of, you know, my grandmother. I have 62 first cousins, and she would always call us her divine original because we all had something unique that we wanted to give and that we gave. And all of us would say that we are Big Mama's favorite grandchild. And that's because we were all unique.
That's
to
how
her.
She made you feel, that's too. She,
exactly. And that's how I want women to make yourself feel, that you are truly a divine original, unique in who you are, and just do what makes you happy. So again, it is an invitation for women, because we don't do that. We don't do that. We always put others first, especially women of color. We always put others first. And so I encourage women, I charge you, you know, put yourself first and be okay with that.
And that's not, being selfish.
It's not
either,
being selfish.
Because I think sometimes from a society perspective, it's if you are putting yourself first, then, you know, you're letting everybody else go.
Right.
And I've always felt, you know, if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else, whether it's my husband or supporting my son, like you said, or my mother or whatever. So you've got to always make sure that you're your best self.
Exactly.
In order to help someone else.
Absolutely.
So
100%.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah. These wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So with some of the other guests, Tarsha, I've talked about this little person on your shoulder sometimes, especially during this aging journey, that may say, again, not only to me, it's societal, but again, I think we've all heard the little person on our shoulder, like, hey, you know, what's going on now? And, you know, you are this empty nester. So what you getting ready to do? Like almost a discouragement.
Right.
So what would you tell women that may have that little person on their shoulder? And you mentioned earlier, again, one thing you can definitely do is put yourself first.
Right.
Working out if you enjoy that. And I always tell people, you don't have to go to the gym all the time.
Right.
You can hike, you can swim, you can run,
so
you can walk.
So many things you can do.
So what would you tell someone that may be like, hey, you know what? I'm just on the fence or struggling a little right now as I'm progressing in life.
Right. Right. I would say to just understand your why. Why are you on the fence? Why are you struggling? What is holding you back? Mm-hmm. You know, because oftentimes we are our own worst enemies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
so true. If that little person on your shoulder is telling you, well, you probably shouldn't do this, or you probably need to wait, or it's not the right time, there's another person on the other shoulder that's saying, go for it.
Go for it. That's
go
right.
Go for it.
That's
so,
right.
Knock this one off. Listen to this one
and
just go for it.
Yeah.
You have, and this is, I believe this, so I know everybody have different beliefs, one life.
Yeah.
Only one. And when it is done, it is done. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage you to live it to the fullest. Mm-hmm. The worst thing we could happen is that we end up 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now and said, I would have, should have, could have.
Yeah.
So tell that person, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Because who's going to benefit from it if you do it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
going
to not benefit from it if you don't do it yourself?
Right.
You're the only one who's going to have to deal with the consequences of your own decisions.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's important to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, you know, we start caring less about what people think, don't we?
I have heard that consistently.
And I have experienced it in reality.
Yes, that's right.
You know, you really don't care as much about what people think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you are allowing yourself to live that life fully, because it's really about how people are experiencing you versus what people say about you.
Yeah.
So if you know they're going to experience the best you because you're doing things that's making you happy, allow people to experience the best you there is.
Yeah. And I think to your point earlier on, you know, just doing it, whatever that doing it is.
Right, exactly.
It builds more confidence in you.
Absolutely, 100%.
It builds more confidence. And like you said, when you're around people, you share those experiences, hoping that it will help them.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So let's get back to this book, though. Divine Original. I love, and I know you said that the title kind of came from your experience with your grandmother, she's saying that you were unique, all of your 62 cousins that you have.
Exactly.
So why the book? Have you always wanted to write a book or what?
I've always wanted to write a book. I've always wanted to be an inspiration to others. I mean, I used to have a lot of different ideas of how can I get, you know, create space for motivation and inspiration. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing that came out of this whole evolution. The book is one of those things that I've always wanted to do.
Exactly.
You know, everybody has a book in them. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a novel. Everybody has. And I think this journal, because I love to write and I love to journal. And we're always on social media and we're always on technology. And so the journal really allows us to do something old school, right? Mm-hmm. Sit down with your journal and a pen.
Yep. And focus.
And write. So that is another part of, you know, my inviting women to sit down and just old school it. I know a lot of our kids don't even know how to write cursive now, but our generation, we know how to write cursive.
Yes.
So we can do that or even print.
Yeah.
But just sit down and write your thoughts, pen to paper. And so I've just always wanted to do it. So this is my entry into what's probably coming next and next and next is, you know, and it was, you know, a soft launch into me wanting to, you know, author a book.
Okay. I love it. And congrats again
on it.
So tell us about the journal piece too and what that does for you. Now, it may do something different for all of us, but for you, what does journaling do for you?
For me, it allows me to be reflective. Mm-hmm. In ways that you can't always do when you're talking to your girlfriend or when you're trying to type something on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for me when I sit down and really think through how my day went.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a tough conversation, if I had a great conversation, if I'm trying to figure something out, you know, at the beginning of the year, my birthday, when you're trying to just, you know, reset or level set.
Yeah.
And so journaling allows me to do that. It allows me to, you know, reset regardless of what happened at that moment or during the day or that week or that, you know, period of time. Journaling really gives me a chance, and it gives me a chance to go back and be reflective and like read some of the stuff I've written over 26 years of marriage. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I know. And it's so funny as you think about, like you said, going back and reading some of the things. I journaled when I was pregnant with Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And right after, it really started after the fourth month, after I felt better, because the first, that first trimester. Uh-huh. But I would write something every day to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Peyton, I think he was probably about 20, we actually sat down and reviewed some of the stuff.
Isn't that an emotional,
he's like, oh, Mom, really? Like, was I like moving around all the like, yeah, because I'm like, I would just journal everything that happened, you know. But it was a great conversation starter for us on a different level.
Exactly.
As mother and son.
Exactly.
So I definitely agree on the journal. So I really love that the book has a journal or part of where you can actually journal.
Where you can actually journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging that. I'm encouraging, you know, and a part of it, you know, the first thought, because I was on this whole wellness tip, and there's like a little daily surprise in the book.
Okay.
Where I put in the smoothie recipes. So which takes this to a whole nother level.
Okay.
But that's because I was really trying to like create this holistic approach to self, again, the spiritual, you know, the physical, the wellness, eating healthy and all that. Mm-hmm. And I love juicing and smoothies.
Okay.
So I threw that in there. So like I said, this is my
y'all
intro.
Y'all, Tasha got everything in the book. She's got everything in the book.
everything. But it was just a way for me to get it out. Yeah. So as, you know, it's coming to a conclusion, I was just really talking to my husband about it. And I was like, why did I put smoothie recipes in it? He's like, I don't know why.
Well, I know we talked about that, and you were telling me like one of your favorite like juices to make.
So but I wanted to like about, share.
Yeah, like blending. You know, to me, the analogy is you put bananas, strawberries, whatever, all different parts of your life
into this. Right.
Exactly. Yes. And you're kind of blending.
That was it.
This new chapter or this evolution.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What do you think is, and I know all of the chapters are great in the book, but what was your favorite to share?
I think the beginning. The beginning is so funny. We talk about our, you know, my son is almost an adult. And as I was doing my dedications, I mean, this is kind of an odd place to share this, my favorite, but I was doing the dedications and I let my son read it because he's a brilliant writer. And I said, well, what do you think about this? Am I leaving people out? And he goes, Mom, what do you care? This is your book.
Yeah.
I'm like, see, you are now teaching.
Worry about you.
Exactly.
What you were saying.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. And so when I read, you know, the dedication and I read the introduction, that kind of sets the stage of this reclaiming and reclamation of self and resetting self. I get goosebumps of, you know, myself. And I said, when I do have a chance to be in front of an audience, that's the part that I want to read aloud.
Yeah.
To really share how I was feeling in the moment in terms of that whole reclamation, that whole resetting of self, you know, and it's not starting over,
right?
You know, it is just going into the next chapter in this next journey.
And the reclamation piece, tell me about the reclaiming. Again, you go back and you, and this is me just thinking of just even my life, you go back and you think and you look at all the things that you have gone through, right? And then some of those things, like you said, that you enjoy, kind of reclaiming and bringing those things back. Is that, was that your thought?
A little bit of that. So when you think about self and life and going through all the different phases of the titles that we have. Like, I mean, at our age, we've had so many titles, you know, we have been, like I said earlier, we have been shoulder.
Yeah.
We have been mom.
Yeah.
We have been mama, mommy. We have been wifey.
Yeah.
You know, all the titles. And what I have found personally, is we have not given ourselves the title that we want us to have. So the reclamation is really going back to self. So if you've never lived that life and you had full autonomy to be exactly who and what you want to be, this is the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the invitation, is to do that.
And I think even now, as we go through this aging journey with the experiences that we've had, the knowledge, the value that we bring.
Exactly.
At this time in our lives, like, is the perfect time.
It's the perfect time.
To do it.
Exactly. Exactly. We're young enough to still enjoy it, and we're old enough to know better and how much to enjoy.
I like that. Old enough to know better. My grandmother, all the people in my little town. Yeah, that was one of the phrases. You old enough to know better.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. Because it's warranted, I feel, especially now, just in the atmosphere and environment that we are in and just in the world at this point.
Exactly.
So we've got to embrace, celebrate, recognize, evolve, all the words, all the words that we've used today is just so important for women in general and men too. But as it relates to women, like you said, I think just culturally, we just have a lot on our plates.
We have a lot on our
plates. And we want to give back to and share with younger women that I'm a proponent of you can have it all. I know I've heard before you can't have it all. But in my mind, you can.
Right.
You really can. And again, all of those things that are on our plate, we love and enjoy, or at least I'll say I love and enjoy.
Exactly.
But, you know, if I've eaten all the potatoes off the plate, it makes room for something else.
It makes room for something else. Exactly.
So,
So it's so it's your turn. It's our turn.
It's our turn.
It's our turn.
Exactly. Love it. We've done congrats again, Tarsha. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So we're going to get to our little game now called Crush the Negativity.
Okay.
So what Crush the Negativity is all about is something that society has said might be negative as we age as women. And you're going to flip the script and say something positive.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. Of one of the guests, I said, I think I said fine lines. What would you say that would be positive for fine lines? And she said, every line has a story.
Oh, I love that.
Every line has a story.
I love that.
So that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
I'll say something negative. You tell me your first thought.
Okay.
You're invisible. As we age, you know, society says we become invisible.
You're a mystery. You don't need to put it all out there at the same time. And when you do it on your own terms.
Yes. Make people curious about
you. Make people curious, right?
Okay. I like it. I like it. You're no longer sexy as we age. Women lose their sex appeal.
Ooh.
Y'all hadn't met Tarsha.
I was going to take it there.
Take it there. Take it there. Take it there. Take it there.
You know, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I know you.
I think sexiness is a mindset. And you all haven't met Tarsha.
That's right. Everything starts with a mindset.
Everything starts with a mindset in life.
You know,
exactly.
I've always said, and I've said it on other episodes, it's the approach that you take.
Absolutely.
And something that I share with my son all the time. You're going to have obstacles.
Absolutely.
You know? It's all about how you approach it.
How you approach it. Exactly.
Okay. Last thing here. Let's see on Crush the Negativity, what Tarsha is going to say. Value. As women age, they're devalued. The value is no longer there.
Your value is what you make it to be.
Hmm.
Your value is your own.
Yes.
It's no one else's.
Yes. Yeah. Love it. Love it. That's right, ladies. Uh-huh. we define, and I think you said it earlier, you know, we define who we are.
And again, that is the whole premises of this, is the world has told us that we have no value as we age.
Yeah.
That, you know, when we get wrinkles, we're unattractive. But now it is our turn to set the stage,
set the
standard of who we are, to reclaim who we want to be and who we are.
Love it.
Yep.
And one last, I said that was the last thing, okay. But this is really the last thing, really. I want you to finish this sentence for me.
Mm-hmm.
Aging is
full of grace, beauty, mm-hmm. and being that unique, divine, original that you are.
All right. Love it. Thanks again, Tarsha. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I love when we get together and talk.
Exactly.
Anyway. So, I told you this was just going to be a conversation with
this
us.
This is great.
So,
thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Stella. Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Well, Zeal family, you heard from Tarsha now. She dropped some really, really great nuggets of wisdom on being a divine original. Just be who you are at the end of the day. Do and feel what brings you joy. So thank you, Zeal family, for joining us for Zeal Aging Redefined, the podcast. We can't wait to see you next week. Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.